Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to No Ordinary Psychic Radio with the Celtic psychic Cassandra Larson and Ruby's Fire. Per New York laws, this service is provided for entertainment purposes only, and no guarantees are implied or stated. You must be 18 years old to receive a reading and to make any purchases. These readings are not a substitute for professional, legal, financial, medical, or psychiatric advice or care. Please seek the advice of a trained medical doctor about any health concerns. Any decision you make, because of a reading, you do so on your own free will. You release Ruby's Fire, the Celtic psychic Cassandra Larson, and No Ordinary Psychic Radio, www.nopr.info, and any guest psychic of the evening of any and all liability resulting from use or misuse of information attained from this show. Readings are subject to the client's interpretation.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Ruby Fire, and with me I have my wonderful psychic, Cassandra, the Celtic psychic. And tonight we are just going to be doing a show where we could just say whatever we want off the top of our heads. We'll be doing three readings if anybody calls in. The call-in number is 323-843-6064. If you would like to come live on the air, simply press number one. We will pull you on the air. Be prepared to give us your name, your location, something as simple as I live in the East Coast or West Coast or I live on the moon. I don't care. How you doing, Cassandra?
I'm quite good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling pretty happy today. I made a little gift for myself and got myself and my Mother's Day gift in my new couches. So I'm feeling pretty warm and cozy here at home.
Awesome.
Yep. How are you doing? I for those of you who follow Cassandra or I, we're both on Facebook, and we do have, you know, our professional pages, and we also have personal pages. Cassandra had a pretty pretty philosophical, mind-blowing thing today that she posted on her page. And do you mind if we talk about it?
Go for it.
Her husband had, and you got into this big old conversation about Sesame Street?
Yeah, we were watching Elmo in Grouchland with the two little ones, because the big one was off it with Grandpa doing science, as is, you know, per California state law for 7-year-olds and their granddads. So we were watching, and my husband turns to me and says, you know, it has always bothered me how racist everyone is towards Oscar the Grouch. And, of course, I look at him and go, what? Because I had never, you know, thought about it at all because, you know, Sesame Street. But he goes on and he talks about how, you know, okay, so Oscar is a grouch. He's dirty. He's grumpy. He's grouchy. He is what he is. And everyone on Sesame Street is constantly, like, telling him he needs to be more cheerful, you know, telling him something needs to get cleaned up, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, as a standalone character, you can kind of see he's a bit of a dick. But then if you go back in, on Follow That Bird, the, you know, the late 80s, early 90s breakout Sesame Street movie for Big Bird, when they're looking for him, Maria and a couple of other of the characters end up in a grouch diner. And in there, there's more grouches. There's grouches and there's human beings that live, like, the grouch life. So then he's like, well, maybe that it's a subculture. And, you know, there are subcultures everywhere. You know, we're part of a subculture, you know, being who we are and what we do. But then... then in Elmo and Grouchland, we find out that there's an entire country of grouches and human beings who live amongst the grouches and are similar, like the Queen of Trash and Huxley, the bad guy in the movie. And it turns out that the residents of Sesame Street are constantly pressuring Oscar not just to be more like them, but to completely turn away from his own cultural heritage, because it's, you know, Oscar's like, I grew up here. He grew up in a completely different country, mm-hmm. as a grouch. So they're trying to change who he is on a core cultural level in order to fit in. And then it goes so far as to, like, you know, they all go to Crouchland, and the first thing they do is they start basically mocking everything, the smell, the way everyone's so unfriendly, and then they get arrested for asking for help, which is, you know, illegal in Crouchland. And, you know, they always say, you know, it's Crouchland, USA, but it's more like, you know, Puerto Rico is an annexed country. They're, you know, they're technically part of the USA, but a lot of people are like, no, kind of.
Yeah.
Didn't I hear that on West Side Story? That sort of thing.
Yeah.
So then I break out of jail at, you know, to get their whole deal going to finish, you know, to move along with the movie. But they just completely gloss over the fact that they broke out of jail in order to continue breaking the law in a place that they've been making fun of, that they are completely against.
Yeah.
And you know, my husband just, he makes his final statement, and I'm sitting there going, my mind is blown. And it's just hilarious.
Say, you know, you whoever was on your Facebook page and they read it, it was initially like, what? You know? When you first start reading it, it's kind of like, what? Like, why are we talking about Sesame Street? You know what I mean? And honestly, I just see people's comments like, whoa, you know, like their minds are blown and stuff like that. And my wonderful comment to you was, I think you guys need adult time.
And we
because,
do.
Yeah, you definitely need adult time. That way you guys can have these, like, mind-blowing, in-depth conversations about adult stuff. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of sad, though, because the reality is, like, my whole point of coming to this whole term and asking you to talk about it is that we all in our daily life, we have people in our lives that, let's say, they are Oscar the Grouch, you know? And they live in chaos. They live, this is what they like. This is how they like to live their life. And, you know, what is right for them is not right for everybody. You know, we can't judge them for that. I mean, yeah, it may not be healthy. Yeah, it may not be clean, but obviously people get around that way. That's the way they're going to get around. So, you know, I never would have took it the way your husband took it. You know, all these years that I guess assimilated with the popular culture of obviously anybody who's ever had a child has at least seen one episode of Sesame Street, okay? And never one time have I ever went that far in depth in regards to one of the characters, like, you know, Big Bird or Elmo or Cookie Monster. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you're going to take it that far and you're going to think about it, so then, like, basically Cookie Monster's like a crackhead.
Yeah,
so,
Count Von Count
anyway.
Has some severe OCD going on.
Yeah, exactly. See, maybe it's actually really healthy. Sesame Street is in the early stages of preparing children for people with some issues, you know?
Yes.
So, oh, my goodness. But anyway, so thank you for sharing that. And we had a point to our madness with that one. And tell your husband that he and you need to have a night away, just the two of you. Literally, adult time only. Oh,
I wish, Ruby.
Hey, no. You
I would
you
do a Kickstarter for that.
Aw. So another thing I wanted to remind everybody to visit our website, www.nopr.info. And you can visit the website, click on our guests of the evening pictures. We don't have a guest tonight, but you can click on our picture. You can visit us on Facebook, or you can visit us at our website. And the calling number, if you would like to ask a free question tonight, is 323. Again, we're just talking about whatever comes to our mind tonight, unless anybody calls us.
Ha, 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 ha.
So anything interesting going on over there? Any dreams or anything you want to talk about?
Actually, I did have a very weird one last month, and I don't normally post about dreams because for me they're incredibly personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll talk about dreams every once in a while when I feel like it's really important for somebody who was like in the dream to hear what happened. And mm-hmm. when I do that to people, they're all like, whoa, that's exactly what I needed to hear. You know, like a surfer.
Mm-hmm.
But I was on Facebook yesterday, and I'm looking around, and I realized that, you know, I had a dream. I go check through my dream journal and stuff like that, and I had a dream last month that death, like the classic, you know, society-type death, came to a room, and he was riding a bull, and he collected a man who is dressed in king's robes and was singing the song, Let the Good Times Roll. And it clicked yesterday. Like, holy crap. We're in Taurus, and B.B. King just died.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I mean, sorry for B.B. King, and I'm sorry for, you know, anybody, any of his fans, you know, and family out there, but that is, we all have to understand, everybody out there, that, you know, dreams are not, like, so cut clean all the time, you know, like, you know, it's not going to be where you're going to actually know exactly. You get signs, you know what I mean? And this is a really good thing that you brought up tonight in regards to dream, you know, dream books or dream journal. And I would like to invite or remind everybody that it's really important to keep a journal next to your bed and that this be strictly, you know, for writing down your dreams. Because what may not make sense right now in this moment, like, and I mean literally, like I've had people who've told me, oh, I dreamt that I was walking up, you know, I was walking in the air, but the air was beneath my feet and the ground was above me, you know, and but I didn't know what it meant, you know, it was just something stupid. I didn't understand. And then like, you know, months down the line, the whole life went topsy-turvy. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. like, what doesn't make sense right now in this moment will make sense later. So the fact that you had, let's say, like, a premonition or a psychic dream, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to have so many different signs in it, that was pretty pretty awesome, girl.
Yeah, it was. I don't usually get such specific ones. You know, usually mm-hmm. it'll only mean something like, oh, if I have a dream about someone and I feel it's important to tell them, and I tell them, usually it's something that it makes no sense to me, but it makes sense to them. And then, like, the last time, I'll have to be honest, I have to level with everyone, but the last time I had something so specific was before September 11th.
Oh, wow.
And it was, I still remember that. I wrote it down because it was so weird because I've never been to New York. You know, I hear it's a lovely place, but I've never been. And I was standing, you know, in a street. There was smoke everywhere, and there was this huge crater in the ground, and there were ghosts coming out of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ghosts coming out of it. And in the middle was a very tall shadow man. And I did some research later, and a lot of people who had dreams in the week before 9/11, they saw the shadow man.
Oh, wow.
Very weird. Yeah.
Now, did you ever, like, write out your dream, like, or, like, have it posted anywhere?
No, I never posted it anywhere.
Okay. I sometimes, like, you know, most of my premonitions or my, I don't know, supernatural contact or anything like that, I have a tendency to put it on my website, on my, you know, paranormal page, or, you know, on a certain, I don't even know if it's up there anymore, but I used to have a page that was direct, you know, all of the stuff was on there. But as of recently, I started myself, like, just something that I know, like, completely stands out that was just like, oh, my God, you know. I will write it on my Facebook page, for one, what happened to me the other night when I was making sandwiches. Did you get a chance to read that?
I did not. Is it on?
So it's on my Facebook page. It's on the actual, my personal page. But so the other night I was making sandwiches for my son and husband before they were going to work. And to the right of me, I felt a presence. And, you know, to the right of me, when I'm looking through, I guess, the path through the kitchen that goes into the dining room, it heads to my master bedroom. And I had assumed my husband walked over, but when I looked up to, because, like, the person felt that close, I felt like they were standing, like, literally at the counter, like, hey, you know, it's 2 a.m, you know? And I was thinking, God, it's really late for him to be up, you know? And I look up, and there's nobody there. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Anyway, so I'm going to finish making sandwiches. So I'm back to my little assembly line. And I realized as I'm, you know, managing the bread, I realized how all of a sudden, no cats, no hearing my son snoring, no nothing. No, not even hearing the fans. Like, just everything was just completely, like, almost as if everything was muffled. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so I turned to Celeste, and there was nobody there. Because I felt like somebody was there, but I, you know what I mean? And I turned completely around, looked down the hallway, and at this point, I'm seeing my son's bedroom door open completely, and all of a sudden, I hear him snoring again, and then I hear his fans on again, and I'm like, okay. So then I was like, whatever. I went back to making sandwiches, and now I'm like laying the meat part down. Like, obviously went through the mayonnaise and the mustard part, you know, and everything, the cheese. And I turned around again because I kept hearing like noise and no noise, and like, you know what I mean. Like, I would hear the snoring and the fan, and then nothing. To watch the door open and close 3 more times in a row, and I was like, okay, this is not funny. This is not nice. If you have something to say to me, say it. You know what I mean? Like, that was something that I wanted to talk tonight about in regards to with our listeners, that if you have instances where you are being bothered, or you were being picked on, or you feel like somebody's trying to get your attention on the other side and you don't understand why, you don't know what's going on, there's no need to freak out. There's no need to scream. There's no reason to cry. Either A, you can stop what you're doing and ask them to, you know, to clearly speak to you. You're ready to listen and you're ready to hear. If they're able to communicate with you, they will communicate with you as clearly as they can possibly do it. It will not be with something as simple as sometimes they can walk right up to you and say, hey, my name is so-and-so. I need you to find my shoe. But it could be something as simple as them showing you something, and like, or, you know, you just getting like a sign of some sort, or even, you know, something being putting down in front of you. I did have a couple comments from people. One in particular was telling me that I needed to get in touch with God and the Bible, and I was like, I was an abomination and blah, blah, blah. So I want you to know, if you're seeing things like this, you're not an abomination. There's nothing wrong with you. You are just a heightened spiritual person with some abilities that are not completely either assimilated, or you have tapped into, or maybe you're just not ready to receive a message yet. So, you know, that was just one of my interesting things that I was actually shocked that, in, you know, here we are in 2015 and people are still bringing up their own version of what they perceive the Bible to say and telling people that they're abominations. And, you know, like, I was just like, wow, that was just rude.
Yeah, I'm reading that right now. It's, do these people not know you? Like, you seriously.
Know, it's okay, you know. And that's something that I have to realize, and that, you know, Facebook has really evolved over the years. And, you know, what used to be something that, like, if you watched the movie about Facebook, it was like something for college students. And then it became something like everybody just had to be on it. And now, like, you're on Facebook and your grandma's on it, you know. And one of the things that's really hard is that, you know, you have people that are, you know, you're supposed to be 13 or over, but I mean, come on. I've had, you know, my nephews and nieces have been on there, you know, they're younger. Of course, we as family, you know, we talk to them and, you know, we share pictures or have communications. It's nice to be able to have a conversation with my niece or nephew who lives like across the country and not have to jump on the phone, but we can have, you know, share, be part of each other's lives on a daily basis. So that in itself is awesome. And I know some people are like, no, they're not 13, so they shouldn't be on it, which I think that's bull crap. I think that if the parents are on a regular basis checking the pages and monitoring things and making, you know, setting it up where their kids are private and everything's fine, it should be up to the parents and, you know, that family to decide, not Big Brother, not Facebook, or not anybody else's judging eyes, you know. But what was I going with this one? Oh, so my point is that I don't know if anybody else has noticed on Facebook, you get, like, these suggested friends. Like, you don't really, like, I can't explain it. Like, if you click on the little, like, two people standing next to each other, kind of a little app, and it's, like, people you may know. And it's kind of funny because I don't think it's absolutely necessary because, like, on that instance, like, I guess people, like, see that, oh, you know, I may know this person, so I'm going to click and add her. And I get, like, friend requests on a regular basis, and please don't be butthurt or upset when I don't accept you because because you know my third aunt removed once, you know, I don't accept you. I don't know you, you know. And
yeah,
sometimes I'll feel bad. Go ahead.
Sorry, this is something it always says, like, you know, people you may know, and then when you actually click your request friend, they're like, are you sure you know this person? I'm like, well, no, but you said I might know them. And then on the other end, Facebook says, you know, if you click I don't know this person, then they get in trouble for it. It's like, what?
Yeah.
And then some of us have children who like to friend people for us.
Well, that's one of the things that, like, okay, so I got that recently, and then because I got, like, this person who they requested to be my friend, and I was like, I'm obviously I'm being suspicious, but on my personal private page, I don't accept a lot of people. It's usually just people that I'm really close to, you know, like family and really close friends, and I'm like, well, okay. It's my niece's friend's mom. So I'm assuming she wants to make sure that who the adults on her kids' pages. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and accept, right? And then all of a sudden this thing pops up on my screen, and it's like 9 different pictures. Please click the pictures so we know you're real that are of a flower. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell? I didn't even ask this person to be my friend. This person asked me. Why do I have to do the work?
I had to do something like that to share something on someone else's page, from someone else's page the other day. It was like everything that's a lie, and I'm like, seriously? I'm just sharing something.
I honestly wanted to be bad and be like, you know, nothing on this is a flaw. You know, just to mess with them to see what would happen. But then I thought, like, what if it would be like my account would be locked or something, you know?
Yeah. But then, you know, I'm almost afraid of what would happen if I clicked the wrong thing. And would
well,
that thing work?
Like, you know that when you're a kid and you get in the elevator and I wonder what it would be like if I just pushed every button in the elevator, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if I click every picture and see what happens, you know? Oh, Lord. I want to make tonight be at least we do one reading or two. So why don't we do this? We don't have anybody calling in. We have about 4 minutes of real time left on the show. want to remind everybody, check us out at our website, www.nopr.info. The call-in number is 323-843-6064. If you do not call in within the next 4 minutes, you will not be able to continue on into archives with us. But you can listen later on whatever we have in archives going on. But how would you like to do a one-question reading with me?
Sure.
All right, so give me your question.
Okay. Now I got to think of a question, Ruby. Can I do my standalone what do I need to know question?
But actually,
all right,
we can do that. That's actually pretty good because, you know, I actually had a client actually ask me, what can I expect out of a reading with you? How can I best utilize my minutes? And I was like, well, you know, the best way to utilize your minutes is to have your questions ready before we start. And she's like, well, if I ask you the questions, then wouldn't that mean that you're, like, not really answering my questions because you're not being psychic because I'm asking you the questions? And I'm like, okay, so this is the thing. We could start off with a general. However, that's what the creator or what the universe says you to know. That's not exactly what you want to know. You know what I'm saying? I honestly prefer to go with that route sometimes with the, you know, just starting with the general and seeing what the universe wants us to know and stuff like that. You know, ask for myself or, like, dealing with other psychics and so forth. But for people who are generally just contacting me and asking me for a reading, you know, I would prefer the questions because I don't want you getting upset with me because, you know, you're not hearing what you want to hear, you know. So, but that's
yeah.
You. I just shuffled the cards a couple of times. I'm mixing them up. And I'm putting your energy into the cards. Can you do me a favor and just humor me? Say your name 2 times, say your location, and your sign, and then I'll stop shuffling.
All right. So, Cassandra,
mm-hmm.
San Francisco,
okay.
Gemini.
You're very happy about being Gemini, aren't you? Okay, so for you, a couple things going on here. I see some plans coming into effect. Have you been making plans or arrangements to do something sometime in the next 2 months? Some kind of arrangement where it feels like you'll be following somebody or making some kind of plans to do something that's kind of out of the ordinary for you. It feels like it's actually kind of like you stepping up into the world and doing something you wanted to do in a long time.
I'm not really sure because a couple of things I kind of, today I realized that, you know, I'm turning 31 and, my brain said, well, let's learn guitar. So I'm thinking I might go do learning guitar.
Okay. What about something to do with travel, something to go, like you, like that's a milestone. That's basically what they have been showing to me. You're upping yourself another level. I mean, I guess guitar could be perceived as learning a talent and doing something for yourself. That would be to grow yourself personally. But it feels more like something about you hitting another milestone. Yeah, okay, 31, that could be a milestone too. Yes, I understand. This is the birthday, but I'm saying this is more than that. This is like you going hiking and climbing a peak, something that you want. Like, I'm not necessarily saying that's what's going to happen, but it's like something really big that you're about to accomplish that you've been wanting to accomplish.
Well, that sounds cool. I'm not really sure what it could be, though, yet, because I've been thinking, you know, in the past to try and go do a big, like, mermaid convention with other people, or I don't know, because that's exciting.
Okay. Well, just keep an eye out. So this will come about to you. You'll start to notice the direction you're going to be heading in regards to this in about the 6th. So basically in June, it's going to come to, like, it's going to be very apparent. You'll have more of an idea of what it is. And you'll be, it's like basically following something. You achieve, it's like you achieving, it's showing, like you work hard to get this. Like it's literally like, I personally don't like to sweat, so I personally won't do anything that has to deal with sweating. But it's like you really working to do this, like you really working for this because you really, really want to do this. So, but it's saying that basically in the 2 month time frame, you achieving this goal, and within 2 weeks of that goal, you making some kind of change within your life, that a stance, if you will, like taking, I want to do this again. I'm going to do this again. Like, you know, it's like a whole new thought process for you. So for whatever this is that's coming forth for you in the next 2 months, it's basically being shown to me that by the time Cancer leaves, so that's like mid-July, you are, you know, going to be, you know, in a different place and just basically really gung-ho about making these major changes.
Cool.
Okay. The only other things that's standing out here is, let's see, your psychic business is not so much like during the summer, for whatever reason, it shows taking more of a little bit of a back step, if you will. But it's like a, I can't say back step. We'll say a side step, okay? And it's something else is going to be on the front burner, like you're more focused on it. And I see a lot of male energy around you. Well, hello, you have nothing but boys and your husband, so that would make sense. But for whatever reason, I'm seeing like two male energies that are like, maybe it's a husband and a father, or maybe it's a cousin and a you know, I know it's not your brother. I know you don't have a brother, right?
I have two brothers, actually.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
This is really changing things, because I was going to say that this person, or these two males, I see them, like there's some kind of energy or focus on them and some kind of premonition, if you will, like worry, you're worried about them. So that's the only things that are standing out. And I don't feel like the worry that's coming for them is like something, oh my God, catastrophically bad. But it's just you're really focused on these two gentlemen. So that's the only things that are standing out. That's all I got for you.
Cool.
Okay. Alrighty. You have any other questions?
No. I like going into, because honestly, for me, when I ask a question of, you know, a psychic, it's generally about what spirit and the universe is trying to tell me. So I'll always get sidetracked. So I just do the what am I not paying attention to right now type questions.
That's actually really smart. You know, that's a way to think about it, because, like, you know, I've gone that way too before. It was like when I've had a reading and stuff like that, and it's just me when I'm talking to my clients and stuff. Like, it's, I know when they're coming to me, you know, sometimes people have, you know, they're hurting on money. So I want to make sure that their money gets the furthest for them, you know, in their reading and stuff like that. So I'm like, let's get to your core issue that you want to talk about. Because, like, I've done before in the past, I've done a reading where somebody's like, I want to see what the universe wants me to know and the creator wants me to know. And we've done a full-on reading. And then when it's done, then they're mad at me. Like, oh, my God, you didn't tell me anything I wanted to know. Well, you said you wanted to know what the creator wanted you to know. You know, so...
Well,
hey. Yay. Well, I'm sorry that nobody else called in tonight, and here's hoping that next week we have more callers calling in, and hope everybody had a great week, and we look forward to having you join us next week, or pressing one to talk to us, and hopefully everybody has a good evening. And did you have anything you want to talk about or say before we go?
No, just everybody needs to drink water.
There you go. So everybody, don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to drink water. And everybody have a good night. Good night.
Good night, Ruby.